At the moment, though, Brenda Kearns, from the head, who's the head of advice of advocacy, struggling to say that, the head of advice and advocacy at Age NI, is on the line. Brenda, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Peter. How
Brenda,
are you?
Can I give you a bigger title? Because I'm having trouble saying head of advice and advocacy at Age NI. You can pick whatever title you want, Brenda, as long as it's easier for me to say. You're on with us, Brenda. It's something that's been alerted before, but it's important to alert it again as well, because there's been a fresh instance or a fresh spate of these. Bogus caller alert. You wanted to talk
that's
about
right.
older people who've
that's
been approached.
Right.
And in particular, a couple of areas you wanted to highlight as well, a couple of geographical areas, Brenda.
Yeah, there has been two reported to us yesterday in the Lisburn area and in the Belfast area of a male trying to gain entry, actually did gain entry to one house. Effectively, it's just raising awareness with people, the steps and precautions that they should put in place for all people that are calling. The reason why we're quite concerned about this is because they use the word age concern, which isn't our name, but Age NI would never cold call with an older person. So we really want to get that message out there. We would always arrange an appointment and set a time and date when we would call with people. We will never turn up on someone's doorstep unannounced with anything, you know.
Yeah, and these people are claiming to be offering gardening services on behalf of whatever organisation it is they're quoting.
Yeah, and that's the service we definitely don't offer anyway. So it's just that we wanted to be clear about that this is not AGNI that are calling, and for people to be aware. And there's a number of things, you know, the checks that you can put in place. You know, always check that your doors are locked. And particularly if you get a call to the front door, make sure your back door's locked. That's a kind of a useful thing in case that there's more than one person.
A diversionary tactic, maybe.
Yeah. The other thing, always ask for ID. And ask, we will always carry ID. We would have no problem handing it over if an older person wants to check it. There is a number that you can ring. And what we do have, Peter, which is quite useful, we have stickers that people can put on their door that has this number on it. And it has the three steps to go through: to stop, to put the chain on the door, and then to check the ID and to ring and check the ID if they're still unsure. If it's someone pretending to be someone who they're not, they would may want to leave at that stage. It would still be useful to notify the police on the non-emergency number, which is 101. We would encourage people to do that, or to call ourselves. They can call to our advice line. It's a free phone advice line. It's 0808 808 7575. As I say, you know, a trained person from AGNI will have no difficulty handing over their ID. If they're a genuine caller, they'll have no problem handing over.
And that's
ID.
A very important.
And waiting the length of time that it takes for the person to make that call to check their ID. But as I say, we would never be calling with somebody unannounced anyway. We will always ring ahead and make an arrangement.
And in case someone didn't get the number, Brenda, obviously it's 101 for the non-emergency number for calling the PSNI,
right.
And then your own helpline number. Give us that again, just in case somebody didn't get that down.
0808 808 7575. The thing is, you know, don't be afraid to say no. Don't let people in if you don't know who they are and they've turned up unannounced.
Yeah. Okay, Brenda, thank you very much. And it is important as well, important to get that message out there, and important people, if they do believe that they've been the target of something like that, and if nothing's happened, they haven't let anyone in, please do report it as well, because it's important that we try to tie this down geographically.
That's right.
So that if we going to be able to catch these people, and if they have any negative intent, that if we know they're operating in the Lisburn area or in the Newton Orange Road area, for example, organisations like your own can alert the police, and there's a better chance of catching these people.
And then trying to get to the bottom of it. Yeah.
All right, Brenda, thank you very much.
Okay,
an important
Peter,
message
you.
To get out there. No problem.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Brenda Kearns are the head of advice and advocacy at AGNI, and please do heed that advice.